When looking at accident survivability, there's three things we look at. One would be the crash forces involved. One would be the occupiable space or the survivable space. And the third would be the post-crash environment, like a fire or water or something like that. Certainly in the front part of this vehicle, the first 5 feet of it was pretty much crushed in. So obviously whoever would have been occupying that part of the vehicle would not have been able to survive. However, as you pointed out, in the aft part of the vehicle, the occupiable space was relatively unchanged. And so that part, we can say the survivable space was still intact. What we don't know is, were the crash pulses, were the crash forces survivable? And that's the unknown. And we'll probably never know whether or not this was a survivable accident, even for those who were seated in the aft part of the vehicle.
And we do know that the victims inside the vehicle were not wearing seatbelts.
That's correct. We do know that, and we can say that wearing a properly designed and properly wearing a lap shoulder belt does increase the likelihood of survivability.
Now, there are details in this report about the seatbelts, about the anchorages for the seatbelts, as well as for the seating areas in the rear of the limousine. I was wondering if you could describe the inadequacies in the way that the seats and the restraints were mounted inside of the vehicle.
Yeah, let's start with the restraints, with the anchorages themselves. And what we're talking about there is where the seatbelts are actually anchored to the floor structure of the vehicle. We found some anchorages that were spaced only about 5 and a half inches apart. Now, imagine that the seatbelt is wrapped around you, and where it anchors itself to the floor, it's almost coming together. The belts are almost coming together toward the back where it's anchored into the vehicle. Obviously, you would want better spacing there. They should be anchored such that the weight is distributed, not pinching the body, but distributing it equally throughout the lower part of the hips. So we did find that they were spaced at an inadequately small area there. We also found that the seats themselves were not properly, were not designed and constructed properly. The supports for the seats and the seat frames were just made out of some non-standard material, not adequate for seats. And we also found that the seats themselves tended to fold over, which would tend to trap people in the seats or squash them, if you will.
So NTSB is calling for what it's calling a comprehensive solution and makes a number of recommendations regarding not only seatbelt use, but education, and speaking to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the New York State Department of Transportation, the National Limousine Association. What's the main recommendation that NTSB is making when it comes to ensuring that passengers are safe inside of a vehicle?
Well, as you pointed out, we issued several recommendations. We issued four new safety recommendations, and we reiterated one recommendation that we'd previously issued. We feel that we need to get these recommendations implemented to improve the safety of limousines nationwide across the country. And so, you know, the takeaways for this would be that we need three things. We need good seat integrity, which includes the anchorages. We need well-designed restraint systems, such as lap shoulder belts. And we know that seatbelts do you no good at all if you're not wearing them. So we need proper seatbelt usage. Sometimes you'll look inside of a limousine and you don't even see seatbelts because they've been pushed down underneath the seat cushions and they're inaccessible. And so we want the New York State DOT to check as a part of their six-month checks to make sure that these seat belts are adequately available.
And does NTSB have a timetable for a final report on the limousine crash?
Well, as far as a final timetable, we had certainly made the commitment that we would have the report completed by now, by the one-year anniversary. Unfortunately, we did not get critical evidence that we needed for 9 months, and so that has slowed us down. We have prioritized completion of the investigation, and we will get it done as soon as we possibly can. We want to make sure that our work is comprehensive and addresses issues that will improve safety nationwide of limousines.
Chairman Sumwalt, thanks so much for speaking with me this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be with you.